Well, we're going to talk some Origin now and look ahead to Sunday night. And joining us is, well, a Queensland great from the 80s, one of your old sparring partners, to say the least, Blocker.
I loved playing with him, but not against him.
I was going to say, are you okay talking to Greg? You fine with this?
Mate, or, him and I...
It's Origin time. I don't want you two getting into a stink on
him
radio.
And I are great mates. We weren't great mates when we played against each other in Origin. Then we toured together, played in the front row for Australia together. I loved playing with him. He did all the hard work, and I just did all the cleaning up. So, no, a hard man and a great mate of mine. I haven't seen him for a while, and it'll be great to talk to him.
Greg Dowling, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
And your old sparring partner's here. Can you give us something that indicates, Greg, what it was like to play against Blocker?
No.
Oh, look, you knew what you got with Blocker. He was going to try and rip your head off or try and put you in a ambulance every time you played against him. And he did finally clean me up in a game at Leichhardt Oval when I was playing with the Broncos in the scrum. The referee, McCallum, it was back in the day, we packed in, because in those days you forced for your loose and your tight head and all that. And he repacked the scrum, and I looked at McCallum just as Blocker was swinging one foot fair and square on and I went down like the proverbial tree.
But you know, Greg, in those days, mate, if you were playing on your home ground, it was a lot better off that you could do it. Mate, I want to talk to you a little bit quickly about Origin. And I want to talk to you about the great sides, you know, when they won that, was it 8 or 9 or 10 or whatever it was in a row with Cameron Smith and Slater and Cronk and Inglis. Mate, tell us a bit about the great Queensland side of the 80s. There'd be probably people listening now that probably didn't see these guys play. And counting yourself too, Wally Lewis, Gene Miles, Mal Meninga, Chris Close. Mate, what a side that Queensland team was.
Well, it was. You had a great era. Back in 2006, it started with 10 in a row with Mal. I was involved with the side back in those days as a forward coach with the young Sivan Asiva, Webke, and so on. And the thing was, when I went into camp, it was just watching how guys like Greg Inglis, Billy Smith carried themselves. Billy Slater, and Cameron Smith. You could see they were professional athletes back then. It was a start of a new era of the way they went on with it. You know, back in our day, we used to go out, have the bonding sessions and all of that. Well, that certainly got thrown out when it came to 2000. And these guys, they just worked on their game all the time, worked with each other. But the thing was back in then, I know you guys were sick of hearing this, was the spirit from the Queensland side. Because when State of Origin started, what fired us up? We got sick of watching Queenslanders come back in a Blues jumper and beat us. Well, we carried that on with that era and installed that in them. Don't let your plan for the state. Don't let the state down. And these guys took it to another level. Mm. They were just great footballers. They were team members, firstly and foremost. But they were fine athletes. And that's what happened, you know. And it took New South Wales a long time to catch up.
Greg, how is that instilled in the current player now? Again, I think it is. I think from a New South Wales perspective, we feel like, hang on a second, we love playing for our state as much as Queensland does. So why is there always talk about the Queensland jersey being extra special? Yet I feel like we got a really good look at it in game one. You know, players that are not even the best players in their NRL team, step foot into Origin, certainly the boys that come off the bench, and they just went to a different level. How is that instilled in a Queenslander before they even get a crack at Origin?
Well, when sides are picked, you always see every year, and this has gone back since 1980 when it started, New South Wales are installed favourites. They don't rate the Queenslanders. So it's not hard to get that message across.
Yeah.
When all your punters, the hierarchy and all that are saying that. You know, they don't rate you. So it installs that in them. They think, well, yeah, you're right. You know, it should be an even playing field. We think we can win, but they don't. And that's where it comes from.
Okay.
And so it's not hard to get them up for it. And you saw that in game one,
big
time, when we had so many debutants go in. Guys like Reuben Cotter played to the 80 minutes and just worked their butts off. So it's not hard, like I say, to install that, Mike.
Yeah. Mate, in 1980, when the game started, I reckon we should pay, around this time of the year, tribute to the great Arthur Beetson and Tommy Radonikis. Without those two guys that were the first captains, I don't think Origin would be what it is today. Mate, Give us a little bit of an insight about what Arthur Beetson instilled in the Queenslanders. You would have had a lot to do with him. What sort of what sort of things did he instill in you guys to win?
Just the belief. Just the belief. And it was like Fatty Vorton was good at this too. Just the belief, you know, in yourself. You can play the game and you can go out there and win. And Arthur used to always say, just follow me. Just follow me. Mm. Now, I played with Arthur before Origin started. And I remember it like Hart Oval, the second game in 1980 when it then was the first Origin. I packed in the scrum alongside Arthur. And just having him beside you, you felt 10 foot tall and bulletproof. Mm. And then it was a bit like yourself later on when I was able to pack down with you for Australia against anyone else. Bring it on. Bring it on. And that's what Arthur installed in you. You know, and Tommy did the same for New South Wales. He used to ridicule the Queenslanders, you know, that's all mob of bullshit, what they go on about and what have you. Follow me. Follow me. And like I said, those two were great for that. Had, you know, the funny part about it, guys, you look back on the history now, you go back to 1980, had New South Wales won that game, State of Origin would be dead. I tell you now, because Queensland, they won it for, I think, about the next 3 years, you know, and the crowds in Queensland kept on coming, then the interest was there.
Yeah.
Like I said, New South Wales win it, it's dead and buried.
Amazing. You played with so many legends of the game, Greg. Who's the best player, in your opinion, that you played with?
Oh, look, without a doubt, Wally Lewis. His record speaks for itself.
Yeah.
He was. I played against him in club football, then he came over and joined us with a Manly back in the day in the 80s. Look, you had to have four sets of eyes in your head.
Yeah,
Wally was just that great. He was three steps ahead of everyone else. And don't worry, a lot of times, on the football field, I say to him, you effing idiot, what are you doing? Oh, great move, great move. I remember one in 84 when we had the, when the rain, the heavens opened and it just rained and I scored the one off the post. Remember that game, Block?
Yeah, I remember it, mate. I remember it.
We were talking about it earlier this morning.
You know, there was one time there, I got up in, we'd just got the ball back because it was a tackle-a-thon, you know, because attacking football, the weather wasn't conducive to that. And I remember abusing him. We got the ball back on our 25-metre line and he's kicked it. You know, I said, you effing bally-headed idiot, what are you doing? Oh, great kick, mate, you know, and all this. He just was. In England, you go back the third test when we went over there in the 86 tour, Block. We're in trouble at St. Helens. No, it was at Central Park, Wigan's.
Against Wigan,
the
third
team. Yeah. We're in trouble. Then Wally made a break 10 minutes from the end of the game down the right-hand side, beat about five players, and that scored the corner to win it for us.
That's right.
You know, he was just like that. He led by example. He read the game. But don't worry. You know, I'll tell you who was another guy that was very close to him too, was Peter Sterling.
Yeah, okay.
He used to read the game, something unreal. And you saw what he did with Parramatta through the years with so many premierships.
Hey, Greg, we were lucky enough. I'm glad you brought up the 86 tour when we went away with the Australian side. If there's ever been a better Australian back line than that, I used to stand there in amazement playing with these guys. Sterling, Lewis, Miles, Kenny, Shearer, O'Connor and Gary Jack with a full... I remember a game. You'll probably remember this, mate. Mate, one of the greatest players I ever played with, and I don't know, I think you'll agree with me, was Gene Miles. In the first test, I think it was 26-0 or whatever it was, and they were all singing, if you want your money back, clap your hands. He'd scored two and set two up. I can remember not even going over the halfway line a number of times playing with these guys. Give us a little bit of an insight at how good they were. I mean, I talk about it now, but, mate, you were there too. So what did you think of them?
Yeah, you're right, Blocker. Do you know I played a lot of football with? I started with under 18s up here in Townsville, and he was just a great player then. He was 6 foot 3, near enough to 100 kilos, but he could run. Yeah. But he was also a good basketballer, all right? And he had all those skills, and that helped him in the game of rugby league. When he'd get out in the centres, one-on-one, he was impossible to tie down, and he always delivered a good ball to his support players and that. And he terrorised the Poms, you're right. And, you know, he deserves every mention as one of the greats. Very underrated, but he had a big motor.
By us.
And also made the switch, the transition, I suppose, to second row with the Broncos and still played well there. still carved them up. So very handy man to have in your side, and I was always wrapped. I was half behind when Des Morris signed me back in 79 from Innisfail to go down to Townsville and sign him because I said he'll play for Australia. We still laugh about it now.
Yeah.
Now, I think he played 20-odd tests or what have you. Just a great footballer. And, you know, you put him and Mal and Chris Close. You know, they used to
unbelievable. Then
fight for the centre positions in the Queensland side. They were big men. They were front rowers running out the centre.
Yeah.
So, you know, they terrorised the opposition. They really did.
Mate, take us back to 88 when the Brisbane Broncos finally get invited into the NRL. How exciting was that? I remember your first game was against Manly. I think they were the premiers the year before. God, you just put on a show that day. You flogged them.
Yeah, we did. Look, it was a great honour to have represented the Broncos back in the day with a team going into the, well, it was the ARL back in the days. But there was a lot of pressure, all of that, because you were representing the state back then because we were the only team. And look, the town was buzz, always a buzz. And we had a great start to the season. We won our first seven, and then we lost our next nine because State of Origin come along.
Mm.
And we used to supply 10, 11 players to the Queensland side back in the day. And remember, it was only top five back in the day, block.
That's
and
right.
I think it was you guys, Dalmain, tipped us out that year and just went on to play in the grand final. So, but look, the whole town was abuzz. We had the support. Lang Park was always packed. They just came and watched, and we tried to make it our fortress up there back in the day. And, you know, it was just great time. Good feeling, good buzz around.
Greg, you happy where the game is now? Obviously, you know, speaking to Loz every day in here and Block, and it's obviously changed a lot, but do you think rugby league's in a good place?
Look, I do. It's a very attacking game now. It's good to see they've sort of got all the crap out of it with the head eyes, because back in our day, the analogy was you couldn't run without a head.
Yeah.
So they have cleaned it up and they've had this. But look, they're still athletes. They're more athletes than what we were, I've got to admit, because they need to with the 10 metres. It's certainly opened it up. Look, I think the game's in a good space. It's going to be exciting when the Dolphins come in to play as well next year. So, you know, I think good times ahead for them. The support's there. I'd like to see eventually the game expand to go to a two-tier division. And that's you've got your top division and then your bottom division.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how the game evolves, that's for sure, in the next 10, 15 years. Who wins Origin Sunday night and why?
Well, I think Queensland can. I think New South Wales panicked a bit after the first one because they weren't far off a metre, as a matter of fact. But Queensland side, they'll take a lot out of that. And Billy's first venture as a coach, I suppose, so he'll be a bit wiser now. Neutral ground for both sides. And I think Western Australia will support Queensland more, because everyone hates New South Wales, you know, that's blocker. I think they've got the combinations there. The guys are playing well, and the man to lead us around will be Cameron Munster, naturally. He's just in fine form. And Daly Cherry Evans, certainly, hit a purple patch in that first one as well. So their combination will hold the key for us. Tino coming back to lock will take a lot of pressure off him and a lot of the work rate off from taking the ball up where he played front row in the first one. I think that'll do us.
Hey, Greg, I want to talk to you about your time at Wigan. What a club to go with.
Yeah, it was. Back in the day, they were on the rise, came up from the second division back in the day. But, you know, I suppose being Aussies going over there, because the year before, Brett Kenny set the world on fire, won the Challenge Cup for him and that, and it was just probably the greatest time of my life, without a doubt, spending time over there. I grew as a person, well, you had to. And just to delve into the different cultures and all that, but the support from the Pommyside Blocker, you know as well as I do, and Michael with the cricket and what have you, when you go over there, look, they love good cricket, they love good rugby league, no matter who you play for, and that they cheer you on with that. And you grow another leg when that happens. But it's just they're fanatical, the supporters. You know, they are. And like I said, it helped me grow and then went on for bigger and better things when I came back to Australia. But love the culture. Love the pub.
Love the pints.
Great pubs. Yeah.
Well, Greg, been great to talk to you this morning. Really appreciate your time, and obviously go the Blues Sunday night.
No, thanks very much, guys, and appreciate it. All the best.